The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. Texans Extra Points is brought to you by Reliant, an NRG company, and by your local Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas.
Hey there, hello, welcome in, and a happy Saturday night to you. This is Texans Extra Points. I'm your host, Drew Doherty, and at 4-5, Texans looking to even things up on the season with a win tomorrow against the Jets, and here to talk about it, my good friends, Sean Pendergast of Sports Radio 610 and Aaron Wilson of the Houston Chronicle. We're going to chop it up, discuss it all, but first we got to get the news of the week, and we start, well, with the defense. Why not? They're on a big, big roll. 10 straight quarters without allowing a touchdown goes back to the loss at Miami in October. So what's different now?
What we're doing is we're playing sound defense. We're playing fundamentally sound defense. We're executing our assignments. We're understanding the game plan and playing within the system. And we're just doing our jobs very well.
The differences aren't just on defense, though. Across the ball, the offense doing things a little differently as well, as Bill O'Brien explained with regards to the playbook.
Whoever the quarterback is, We've taken the tact now that during the season that we've reduced the amount of plays on the call sheet. So
winners of two in a row, winners in three of their last four. Is momentum happening? Is that just, you know, made up? We're going to discuss that a little bit later, but Whitney Merciless has a few thoughts on that.
Thing is, we already knew what we had. It was just eliminating mistakes, penalties, and just playing the way that we know how to play. Smart, fast, and aggressive football.
All right, we got Aaron, we got Sean, and let's discuss the notion of momentum. You know, it's funny how you hear that tossed around in different sports, different levels of sport. Are the Texans rolling with momentum right now, or is that just some conjured up idea?
I think we'll know more on Sunday, to be honest with you. I think, you know, there's momentum. I just think there's a confidence about this team now, especially on the defensive side of the ball. I think, you know, Tennessee is, you know, one of the worst teams in the league,
right,
but they were able to kind of get some things right. I think Whitney Merciless has finally provided somebody to take advantage of J.J. Watt being out there and has cleaned up some of the trash that J.J. Watt leaves for other people. So I think it's more confidence right now. I think momentum will be something that we'll find out over these next couple weeks if they can take care of business at home.
What have you seen there, Aaron?
Yeah, I do see some confidence. When you look at two victories, there are some defining traits where the defense is getting a pass rush. They've got 10 sacks, and they've got a total of 18 quarterback hits during the past two contests. That, you know, that's something that they can kind of hang their hat on. But when you look at what's going on with the offense, that's what's holding them back. They haven't built a running game. I don't think they're going to be able to. I'll be surprised if they can muster a running game Sunday against the Jets. And, yeah, they've just, you know, made just enough plays on offense to win games, and that's fine. But, yeah, there are going to be some tougher games down the road, and that's when we'll know truly if these games are an aberration or if this is what they're going to be like for the second half.
No doubt. And then at four and five, you know, Bill O'Brien has had to jiggle some things and be pretty flexible. And he even admitted last week that, hey, I made a mistake in naming Ryan Mallett the starting quarterback so soon, talking back about week one. What credit and how much credit should Bill O'Brien get for the recent surge we've seen from the Texans?
Well, he's a head coach. So, I mean, if they weren't surging, he would get all the blame.
Yeah.
So he certainly deserves a good portion of the credit. I just think they're making fewer mistakes. They were hurting themselves earlier in the season. They were making mistakes that you see 2-14 teams make. I even said on the postgame show a few times after a couple of those games, this team is worse than the 2-14 team of 2013. Now, obviously, they have a whole half of the season left to play, so they've got a chance to right that ship. But there's the last couple of games, there's been fewer penalties. Special teams is playing better, and they're not turning the ball over. I think those are the big things. Those are the things that make a coach look good.
No doubt. Have you liked the challenges that he's adapted to and the creativity
he's
seen?
Definitely been challenged. You've had to, you know, switch quarterbacks at midstream. You've had to make so many changes. And, you know, has he been unflappable all the time? No. Has he had all the right moves? No. He's imperfect like every person, but he admits his mistakes, which I think is admirable, and he's worked hard to fix them. And right now it seems like the guys are rallying around him, and you're hearing a lot less of anyone griping about anything. I think that the team right now are pretty unified, and they're having fun out there, and you could just see that Monday night. They played with more of a swagger that we hadn't really seen. The last time I really saw it was in December when they played against the Ravens, when they beat the Ravens here.
You know, I'm sure he exists, but have you guys ever seen or encountered a head coach who's been through as many quarterbacks and as wacky a quarterback situation in his first 2 years in the league?
No, and they signed Brandon Whedon this week. I mean, like, it gets weirder and weirder. So, no, I can't think of anything. Now, some of it's his own doing. Like, you know, Bill O'Brien has not settled on a young quarterback to develop yet. So that he's starting the season with these odd quarterback situations is of his own decision. But you look around the league, it's been a weird year for quarterbacks around the league. Like, Aaron Rodgers and Andrew Luck and Peyton Manning and all these guys we're used to seeing dominate have all looked ordinary or at times even way less than ordinary.
Yeah.
Right, Drew, until they have their franchise quarterback, which I think it's only going to come through the draft. That's how usually anyone gets one. And until they are in that situation, they have to muddle along. They're in the other half of, you know, the NFL where you don't have that guy. And Brian Hoyer's played well, but no one thinks he's the long-term answer yet. He's going to have to, you know, win a lot more games to prove that and, you know, earn that kind of status. You know, they're out there scouting quarterbacks every week. That's no secret. They're looking at the Jared Goffs and the Cooks and the Hackenbergs and the kid from Memphis. So they're definitely beating the bushes, and yeah, I think they're really open to drafting a quarterback again.
All right, we're going to talk a little bit more about a lot more stuff, but first, John Harris has this by the numbers.
10. That's the number of quarters the Texans defense has gone without allowing a touchdown. The last time an opponent scored, Miami Dolphins in the second quarter of a game that was played on 10/25/2015. Minus one. The Texans are now minus one in turnover differential. They've forced 11 takeaways and turned the ball over a dozen times. It has the Texans tied for 18th in the NFL in the turnover differential category, which is a big step up from where they were earlier this season in the 30s. I'm John Harris, and this is By the Numbers.